closer to a speaker. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The House reconvening this hour as they're expected to vote again on a leader.
Earlier today, 15 of the 20 conservative holdouts threw their support behind GOP leader Kevin McCarthy. During the 12th and 13th rounds of balloting, McCarthy needs 218 votes to become speaker if all congressmen are present. They're still short of that majority, but optimism is building among Republicans.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. McCarthy reached an agreement with most of the conservative holdouts on a rules framework designed to cap spending levels and guarantee conservatives a place on key committees. At the White House today, President Biden honored those who defended the Capitol when a group of rioters attempted to stop the certification of the 2020 election, awarding them with the Presidential Citizens Medal.
And remember your courage. Remember your bravery. Remember your extraordinary commitments to your fellow Americans.
Among those honored posthumously, Officer Brian Sicknick, who died one day after the riot. A new COVID variant is starting to spread across the U.S.
Public health officials are concerned about the rapid growth of a new Omicron subvariant, XBB 1.5, responsible for less than 3% of active COVID cases at the beginning of December. It's now the second leading variant in the U.S., causing nearly 28% of infections, according to new CDC estimates. Epidemiologists say it's more transmissible than previous versions of the virus, but does not necessarily cause more severe disease. Researchers believe XBB 1.5 originated in the U.S., but they're also worried about the potential for new mutations in China, which is experiencing a surge in cases as it ends lockdowns.
Fox's Jonathan Sarre. Public health officials in Connecticut are recommending people wear a mask in indoor public spaces due to an increase in positivity in the state. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A leak shuts down part of the country's largest fuel pipeline.
A diesel fuel leak is being blamed for the shutdown of part of the Colonial Pipeline. The spill happened in Virginia and was discovered earlier this week. The fuel pipeline is the nation's largest, the system running about 5,500 miles, stretching from oil refineries on the Gulf Coast to New Jersey, transporting more than 100 million gallons of fuel a day. A Colonial spokesperson says the rest of the system is operating normally and that the part of the line that's been shut down is expected to restart on Saturday. They have not said what caused the leak or how much had been spilled. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A Connecticut youth hockey assistant coach has been fired after grabbing an opposing player and causing him to fall to the ice near the end of a tournament game in New Hampshire on New Year's Eve. Corey Sutherland, who also is a police officer in Vernon, Connecticut, was the coach involved. Vernon police confirmed that they have launched an internal affairs investigation. Archaeologists have studied prehistoric cave drawings for centuries, but it's taken a London furniture restorer to solve a crucial mystery.
Ben Bacon describes himself as being effectively a person off the street, and with archaeologists stumped by dots and lines on an Ice Age cave stencil of animals, he decided to have a go. The eureka moment was decoding that a Y-like symbol was related to giving birth. He brought on board some researchers to help draw the key conclusion. Those dots and lines refer to mating seasons and a lunar calendar. We can now say Ice Age hunter-gatherers were the first to use a systemic calendar. Ben Bacon says our ancestors suddenly feel a lot closer. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A judge has sentenced a member of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City to 6.5 years in prison for helping to defraud thousands of people nationwide in a telemarketing scam. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.